my father spoke in paragraphs. I learned to speak in grains. Watched how much he surrendered with each sentence, how it drains. A man to be perpetually legible, to live with open subtitles. Running beneath every thought, I chose the quieter cubicles of communication, where a glance replaces the dissertation, where the lifted chin conducts the whole negotiation. I was 17 the first time someone said I was unsettling. Not from threat, from the particular nettling quality of a young man who didn't fill the silence, who let it pool around the room with patient noncompliance. They expected verbal proof of presence. I gave them density. The weight of what I didn't say became my identity. I am a man of few words, each one load-bearing, each one chosen like a stone, placed with care and daring. The ones I didn't speak were always worth the wearing of the silence. Silence is the loudest declaration. Gone before the dissipation. The voluble man reveals his architecture as he speaks, shows the joinery, exposes where the framework creaks under pressure, where the certainty develops fissures. I learned to speak like a surveyor uses scissors of the land, only marking what is consequential, leaving the rest unmapped. That's the credential of the man who wants